Okay, let's unpack this. Have you ever wondered how we truly make sure these generative AI models are actually safe and reliable? Today, we're doing a deep dive into a really interesting study by Sigma AI on, well, basically red teaming these systems.
Exactly. And this wasn't just, a quick check. They pushed models like GPT-4o, Gemini 2.5 Pro, even DALL-E 3 right to their limits.
And the way they did it sounds quite thorough. I saw it was multilingual, multimodal, and multicultural.
That's right. What's really key here is their focus. They didn't just look at everything. They prioritized harm categories with like major societal impact, like bias and discrimination, cybersecurity, crime and violence, exploitation, the really serious stuff.
And they developed specific prompts for that.
Yep, localized from English into Spanish and Japanese, and covering text, text to image, and even image to text. It's a pretty broad approach.
Wow, okay. So after all that testing, what did they actually find?
Well, the big takeaway was this idea of different strengths, different weaknesses. No single model was uniformly good or bad. It really varied across the models, the languages, even whether it was text or image generation.
So a model might be okay in English text, but maybe struggle with, say, generating images based on a Japanese prompt.
Precisely. It highlights how robustness can differ based on cultural context, too. You can't just assume safety in one area translates everywhere else.
That makes sense. So, what about filtering out the bad stuff? Did they look at how well we can automate that?
They did. They found that AI juries, these automated systems, can actually filter out a lot of the clearly non-harmful content pretty reliably, over half, in fact.
Okay, that's something for efficiency.
But, and this is the important part, nuanced or really high-stakes cases.
Yeah.
Those still need human eyes. The AI can catch the obvious stuff, but complex ethical situations, subtle bias, that's where humans are still essential. It points towards an AI plus human model.
Right, AI handles the bulk, humans tackle the tricky bits, efficiency plus that necessary oversight.
Exactly.
It's about finding that effective partnership.
So, thinking about this constant back and forth between the tech and the human judgment needed, it makes you think, how does this shape your own trust in the AI tools you use every day?